Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. David Watts Barton is a familiar name to Cap Radio and Sacramento journalism. The author and singer-songwriter was the interim host of Insight between Jeffrey Callison and Beth Rujak. David has since moved away from a long career as a journalist in Sacramento across the ocean to Berlin. But David made a stop back to the capital city and to Cap Radio to discuss his latest album. I love that, you know, you were first introduced to Insight because as a musician, you performed on Insight.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I was actually brought on with Jackson Griffith, who was at a newspaper, and I was at the Bee. And I think I was at the Bee, or maybe I was at Sacramento Press. But they wanted journalists who were songwriters, of which there are a number, because we're music critics who, you know, shoulda, coulda, woulda. So I'm living that dream now. I put out one record then, and I finally recorded this one of the songs that I played that day when I was here. So it's on the new album. And so they liked how I sounded on the air, and so they invited me to come back and try out to be a host. It was one of those magical, unexpected career path things, of which my life has had quite a few in the last 10 years.
Yeah, quite serendipitous. Yeah. Given that you lived in Sacramento for most of your life, you are now no longer in Sacramento or California or even the United States. You're overseas. You're in Berlin. Yeah. Tell us about the move.
Yeah, it was quite something. I mean, I left Sacramento before I was interim host. And I came back just to do that. I moved to New York. So I lived in New York for about 5 years, did a one-man show in New York, wrote and performed the one-man show, and played some music and did some journalism, worked for Bloomberg. And then I came back to Sacramento to record this album. Oh, then I traveled for about 5 years, and I just bounced between here and Japan and Europe, Berlin. I always loved Berlin. Italy I love. I actually wrote a book about Japan, but that's another story. That came out last year. And I found myself at the end of that, I came back here to record this album, Pilgrim. And I had a gig on a Saturday night, and Wednesday the governor locked down the state. So I didn't have anywhere to live, and my show was canceled, and I couldn't go into the studio. So I ended up living in a friend's attic on North C Street in a warehouse for about 4 months, right down the street from where all the other homeless people are. And I ended up finishing another book and wrote some more songs and had a great time back in Sacramento and rode the bike trail every day. And at the end of about 6 months, my friend said, "Well, what's your plan?" Which my friends often ask me. And I said, "I'm going to move to Berlin." It just sort of popped in my head. And so 10 days later, I was in Berlin. And I applied for an artist visa because they have a program where you can, if you're an artist, you can get a 3-year visa. So now I'm in the middle of a 3-year visa, and next year I'm going to extend it because I love Berlin.
Your album is titled Pilgrim. Yeah. I want to just talk very quickly about the inspiration for the album cover.
The album cover is just a photo I took on my first day on El Camino de Santiago in Spain. And I was looking back because I wanted to call the album Pilgrim because I conceived it on El Camino. A lot of the songs are old. One of the songs I played when I was here that first time on Insight. But I wanted to, because I am a pilgrim, I mean, I'm constantly on the move and traveling around and learning things and meeting new people. And so I wanted to call it Pilgrim. And I actually, one day on the Camino, I just walked and I sang every song that I had in a row in the order that I wanted to do them, which of course isn't what it ended up being. But I ended up finishing a couple songs on the Camino. The Gift Must Move is very much about the Camino. And that's the impetus. And then I came back, and that's why I came back to Sacramento to record it, because I have a lot of friends here. And Rick Lauder and I from Mumbo Gumbo recorded the album in his home studio. And it finally happened 3 years later, but here it is.
Well, let's listen to your first song that you sent over. It's called Ring.
Ring. You ring so true. Of course you do. And I for you. Ring the morning bell. I know so well. than any fool can tell. Oh, baby, I will ring for you. Ring, you ring so strong, and all along you heard the song. Ring, the sweetest sound, and I am bound to be.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say love inspired this song.
Yeah, love inspired and word inspired too, yeah. Because that word ring, I actually wrote that a long time ago, and it was just an instrumental. It's super simple, but it just has a certain feel to it. And then the word ring has, like, I will ring for you. It's like, I'll call you, and then I ring for you, like, in my heart, and it's like ring. It's just a whole feeling, you know, but sure, love.
But we're going to turn the corner a little bit with your next song, so mm-hmm. Let's listen to Gin.
I felt so ordinary, didn't sparkle, didn't shine, didn't think I'd ever win. And then I discovered gin. Now whiskey will make you foolproof, and vodka will make you thin. But if you want the whole truth, you gotta have that gin.
All right, this one has some attitude to it. You know, yeah. I'm envisioning like a dark dive bar or blues club, and maybe a little bit of heartache too.
Yeah, definitely.
One end of the spectrum to the other.
Yeah, a little addiction. Yeah, always good for a song. Yeah, it's funny because while we were recording the album, every time we'd finish one, Rick would say, well, there's another song that doesn't fit on the album, you know, because I grew up on the Beatles. So I grew up, and David Bowie and stuff. It's like people who just try lots of different things. So as you can hear through the album, I mean, the next song is a full band, kind of a little bit more of a country kind of feel. The next song is much more like Ring. It's just me, and then with a lot of extra added guitars, but very kind of a dark song, a sad song. So it kind of moves around a lot.
You have a lot of other creative juices that you tap into. You briefly touched upon it when we first started chatting. You had a book published last year, mm-hmm. Japan, From Anime to Zen, A Quick Take on Culture, Art, History, Food, and More. It's described as a pocket-sized book, paperback travel companion. Talk to us about it.
Yeah, it's something that I wrote over the years because I was working for a company in Japan and writing about Japanese culture. And I've spent a lot of time in Japan. And, you know, the culture is utterly unique. And so I would spend a lot of time just learning about that. And I would post these once a week for a while, and then it backed off a little bit. And after I'd done about 80 of them, I thought, this is a book. So I just took it all together, sort of put it into five different sections and came up with the title. And sent it to a couple of publishers, and the second publisher, who's in Berkeley, took it. And I've already made back my advance, and we've already sold a decent number of copies, and nobody can even go to Japan. Even now, you still can't go to Japan. But It's not a guidebook. It's a book about different aspects of culture in these sort of quick takes, so you can learn about everything from wabi-sabi to what the difference between Zen Buddhism and Pure Land Buddhism to how do they process seaweed and tea, to who were the geisha really, who were the ninjas really, you know, these characters. So it's fun, and it's a good armchair kind of book, and you don't actually even have to go to Japan. If you're interested in Japan, it's a really good primer on Japan. If you're going, then you see things and you kind of, oh, okay, what's that? So, and it's on Kindle, it's on Amazon, so you can get a Kindle version and you don't have to carry a big book around with you.
Yeah. Before we let you go, David, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you how Burning Man was, which brings you to Sacramento before you go back home to Berlin. How was it?
It was fantastic. I mean, it's funny, they focus so much on the dust, but it's always dusty. I come out of it with a little bit of a cough and bloodshot eyes, and it's just like, but this was my 21st year. On my 20th year, which was 2019, I said, okay, I'm definitely done. This is it. But after 3 years off, and some of my friends were going, and there are people I haven't seen in 3 years, and the place itself is just magnificent. And for me, it's all about the people, just like El Camino, just like Berlin, just like Sacramento.
Well, David, thank you so much for returning to Cap Radio and to Insight.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That is David Watts Barton discussing his second album, Pilgrim. That's it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minada. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. And I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.